guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca. I am your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net and many great radio stations across this great land of ours. Well, guys, it has been a little bit since I last reviewed South Park and the Stick of Truth, and while I've got my second game coming up for review that I've been looking forward to actually talking about for quite some time, but you might be wondering, why did this one take a little while? Simply because I wanted to put the time into it to see if it was one of those games that I was going to stick with. And what am I talking about, obviously? I'm talking about EA and Respawn Entertainment's Titanfall for the Xbox One. This is one of those games I didn't expect to have as much fun with that I actually did. In fact, I'm actually just on the cusp of prestiging for the second time. So, I guess without any further ado, let's get talking about Titanfall for the Xbox One. I started playing this game when I got the beta in mid-February. I played that pretty much for 4 days straight. Had some fun. Was kind of on the fence whether I was going to purchase it or not. But I went out and actually bought myself a copy of this. I did not get a review copy for this title. And went to a launch party that was thrown by Microsoft and Respawn in Toronto. Got a little bit more hands-on with it, played some of the other modes. And now that I've actually had this thing at home full retail, I can kind of give you a better overview of how things have been going with it. So, the gameplay slash storyline. The storyline for this game, I'm actually kind of lost as to what the hell it's about. I know there's this company called the IMC, the Interstellar Mining Corporation, versus the militia, which is, I guess, the civilians of these frontier planets, and they don't like you for whatever reason. Basically, resource exploiting, mechanical soldiers called Spectres, somebody named McCallan and Bish, and Vice Admiral Graves, and a robot called Spyglass. Ultimately, the storyline gets really thrown aside for the actual game. And that really kind of sucks because the lore in this game seems like it could be really damned interesting. I'm actually really sad they didn't bother to do a full single-player campaign, truly single-player campaign. I guess I should talk about that. The campaign is put into 9 missions, which are played online only across 9 different maps. Although each side plays them. So there's technically 18 missions, 9 aside, whatever. It'll take you just a little over an hour to beat, maybe quicker depending on how good your team is. I've ripped through the 9 maps in under an hour, but I had some tremendously good teammates with me. One of the things that doesn't happen, however, is your choices during them. Let's say you kick the crap out of the guys. The storyline doesn't change. If you're meant to lose the fueling depot, you will lose the fueling depot. And that's just kind of the way it is. There's no branching storyline like I was hoping, which is unfortunate. Ultimately, the cast of characters, you forget who they are. You really do. And it's really kind of crappy because some of the performances that are put in are not terrible. You just don't give a shit. And that's the way I would sum up the campaign mode for this, is you just don't give a crap. However, though, it's nice to play matches in the campaign mode, though, because there are achievements related to it. I play campaign most of the time just because, I don't know, I find it fun. But gameplay-wise, so you play a soldier. You can parkour and use this thing called a jump kit to jump on top of buildings. Basically, the maps, they're fairly sizable, but there's also a lot of interiors to buildings. You can climb on the outside of them. There's a lot of surfaces that basically you can traverse, including a lot of wall running. Basically, think of it of Assassin's Creed and Mirror's Edge with guns. Would be a pretty good way to describe how this game plays. And it's a lot of fun, all things considered. You do get a variety of different weapons. Your typical pistols, machine guns, shotguns. But you also get a class of weapons called anti-titan weapons, which are meant to take down the big titans, and I'll talk about those in just a minute. You get, like, a grenade launcher, a heavy missile launcher, these magnetic grenade things, which is my personal favorite, and a charge rifle, which is like a laser gun, but it takes a few seconds to actually charge up, but does a fair amount of damage. You also get your sidearm, you know, pistols, a revolver, whatever, grenades, landmines, satchel charges, but you can also have other abilities, like the ability to cloak, which is the ability to look invisible. People still can see you, but it's a little bit harder. Stim, which allows you to run. Radar pulse, which allows you to see where bad guys are. There's also ones which can make it quicker, make it easier to reload on the run. Be able to fire while shooting a certain class of weapons. Stuff like that. Now, to talk about the titans of this game, basically giant mech suits. There's only three of them. There's the Atlas, which is like the all-around good suit. It's got decent amount of dash. It's fairly fast. It's fairly tough. And it has this ability to increase the amount of damage that it puts out via an ability called a damage core. Each of these units has an ability which makes them do something special. For example, the Ogre gets a shield core, which makes it particularly tough to enemy fire and all that sort of thing. And the Strider gets a thing called a dash core, which allows you to move around the map at ludicrous speeds, which is actually kind of fun because it's the fast and mobile mech, though probably not my favorite. So through each match, you kill people or kill grunts or kill specters. Pilots are worth more. And each of that contributes to you getting your Titan faster. So if you kill more pilots, your Titan comes down really quick. If you kill less important people like specters or grunts, it will come down a little less quick. One of the great things about Titanfall's gameplay is you never feel outclassed, and there's always a sense of progression, because there's a crap ton of achievements and challenges which help you gain experience throughout the match. Now, eventually you gain the ability to use burn cards, which happens, I think, after about your fifth or sixth level, something like that. And then once you prestige, it always stays with you. And these things are like perks that can help you out. Like, they might give you an amped machine gun, or make you move faster, might make all the enemies on the map appear, or the ability to call in a Titan at the beginning of a match, or gain extra XP, stuff like that. Kind of like killstreaks, but not really, because anybody can use them. And I will say this, the amped mag launcher is ridiculously fun, and so is the amped sidewinder. You can take down a Titan with one clip of those things. I think with the mag, I think it's two clips, but you fire them so fast. Anyway, there's the game types of Capture the Flag, King of the Hill. There's a mode called Last Pilot Standing, where the only thing that really counts are pilot kills. So I guess that's more your traditional deathmatch attrition, where you have to reach a point limit. I think it's like 250 or 400, something like that. And everything counts. And then there's Last Titan Standing, where you get one Titan and that's it, and you have to take on the other team of six. And basically, Last Titan wins. Now, it's not to say if your Titan dies, you can't help. If you survive the explosion of your Titan, you can go out there, use your various anti-Titan weapons to help those guys out, etc., etc. It's fairly fun from a gameplay standpoint, although it does nothing really spectacular in terms of innovation in that regard. The thing that it really does and really captures is the fact that it's always consistently fun. Even when you're playing with guys that are way better than you, I don't know, I never felt like I'm going to throw the controller down in disgust. I never felt like I was being taken advantage of. With Call of Duty, there's, you know, quick scope kills, or, you know, just being dominated in one way or another. That's not to say that can happen here, but I find it happening less frequently. It seems like everybody's on the same kind of playing field. And there's always a sense of reward when you get to call down your Titan and kick the crap out of people, because that can be a game changer for your team, especially if you call in your Titan really, really, really early. But there are some flaws, however. One of the things that I want to address here is you cannot make private matches, really. You can't kick people out of a room. If you want you and your buddies to join up, and a guy jumps in the sixth spot, and there's five of you, there's not a lot you can do except ask him to leave. There's no real weapon customization, so to speak. I mean, yeah, you can unlock scopes and extra magazines, but you can't make them look any real different, really. There's no Titan customization per se, outside of giving it different weapons and stuff like that. And that's another thing, too. At the higher level you go, the more stuff you unlock. excuse me, I'm a particular fan of the triple threat grenade launcher and the arc cannon. One's like a huge electrical laser gun. The other one is a grenade launcher of death, which can take down a Titan really quickly, especially when you're up close. Another thing is that while playing on the Xbox One version, I never encountered any connection problems, though I know some people that have played on PC have had this. So that's something that should probably be addressed when talking about gameplay. Trying to think of what else is there really to say that's bad about Titanfall. It is online only. That's something that definitely needs to be addressed. So don't count on playing this offline with your friends. Although you can system link. When I went to the Microsoft event in Toronto, they had like 30 systems system linked. Though we played on the internet. So I'm not sure whether you can LAN them per se. However, it's not to say that everything in this game is bad, though. Like I said, I had a tremendous amount of fun. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the other aspects of this, and then we'll get to my final thoughts. The sound for this game is fantastic. There's just enough music in there that suits it, though ultimately it is kind of forgettable, but it's not terrible. Voice acting, there is a ton of it. From the performances that are given by the primary actors to trying to give you the set pieces between every mission to try and fill out the world. The grunts are always talking. The specters are always talking. Stuff like that. Explosions are nice and rich. Even when bullets hit different types of surfaces, they sound different. So if you accidentally shoot the dirt and then kind of spray up to hit a building, it'll sound different. Which is, I found kind of nice, the fact that the sound designers would go into that level of detail as well. Although your protagonist is always silent, except when maybe you get your neck broke, you might go, ugh, like that. If there's any sound that I like, it's when the robotic person on the IMC side, Spyglass, says, Titan incoming, and, you know, stuff like that, or when your Titan talks to you and says, you are outnumbered 3-1, pilot is locking on. So yeah, if one of those guys has one of those Archer missile launchers locking on to you, you'll know about it, and you can dash out of the way, which is very useful, I found. Lots of little great audio cues in the game, nothing to really complain about. Like I said, I think sound design is something where these guys did fantastic. Like I said, there is music, not particularly memorable, just because it's mostly drowned out by the sounds of battle, but it's nothing you'd want to turn off. So, it suits the game, doesn't do anything spectacular with it, but there you go. Graphics-wise, this is a very pretty game, though not the best-looking one I've seen on the Xbox One. However, though, I do like some of the space scenes that they did. Though there's only a couple of them. You can look out the window when you're getting dropped in on certain sides, on certain planets. You can see where the Aurora Borealis is, or if you're near a certain type of star, stuff like that. It's little details like that I noticed being like a huge space nerd, and this is well before Cosmos was on TV again. And just little things like that I did notice. The Titans themselves look pretty cool. They look like they really would function in the real world. The character models for the people up close look a little goofy. In fact, the one guy for the IMC, I just referred to him as Morgan Freeman because that's what he kind of reminded me of. The grunts all look, I wouldn't say they look the same. There's enough personality to them. The animation is nice and fluid when you're actually in combat. One of the nice little touches that these guys did is when you jump into your Titan, there's usually multiple ways to get into them. I like to jump in up top, and if you jump in with the Atlas, you can actually go through a roof hatch. Otherwise, you jump and open up its faceplate, and you jump in there. With the Ogre, there's only the one way to get in, really. You grab this railing, you swing yourself in. I haven't done it with the Strider, because I just don't use that mech that often, because I always just call it in, with a burn card, and I'm usually not paying attention. There is one cutscene, which is pretty well done. When you finish the campaign, though, you get, like, this in-game engine shot where you show all these ships in front of this, I guess this star. It's nothing impressive, nothing like the beginning movie, and it's just basically a closing narration. It's pretty, but not the way I would have ended a game if I had the choice. Finally, moving on to multiplayer / extras. Well, it's multiplayer. What the hell do you expect? In terms of extras, though, not a lot, actually. I mean, you can prestige to different levels, like I mentioned, which is called regeneration in this game. And when you regenerate, you lose all your weapons and everything that you've unlocked, except for your Titans, and you keep all of your burn cards. What you do gain, though, is a multiplier to experience. Now, if you want to prestige, you have to accomplish different types of goals. For example, I'm just about to prestige to level 3, but before I did that, I had to kill 75 people with a shotgun, 200 people with the 40mm cannon, so many Titans with that weapon, stuff like that. There'll be different weapon requirements. I know one of them is like 50 satchel kills, and one that has a friend of mine stuck on it right now, Jamie from the prototype, is get 50 kills while a pilot is ejecting. And I remember doing it a lot during the beta, though not so much here. One of the things that I would have liked, is maybe a little bit more depth in regards to the single-player campaign, if I really had to complain about anything. I would like a fully fleshed-out campaign mode. In fact, I don't know. I would really love to see them that to be a part of the season's pass. I know it's not going to happen. And that's another thing I guess I should talk about. The only thing we're told with the season's pass is we're going to get more maps, which is great, which is fun. I just wanted more, so I hope we get more kind of weapons with it. Titan customization would have been cool. I myself would probably have mine done up in Gundam colors, or like Ava 1 from Neon Genesis Evangelion. Now you're going to be asking yourselves, is this game worth $60? And I'm saying yes, but with a caveat. If you play during the beta, you already know what you're in for. If you can somehow find a way to borrow this game or to give it a try before you buy, I might recommend it, simply because it's going to depend on how many hours you're really going to put into it. You can check it in game. There's like an overview. I've played this game for, I think, 30 hours, give or take. And it's worth it to me. And I usually measure how much fun am I willing to pay per hour for this. If I went to an arcade, or if I went to a movie sort of thing, am I getting that money for the time invested? So that being said, still a fun game, still a lot of little minor things for them to like kind of figure out, and I guess that'll be coming in the coming months. I suspect Titanfall 2 will not have any of these problems from the get-go. So if I had to give this game a rating, I'd probably go for a 7 out of 10, maybe at most an 8, mostly because I wish there was a more expansive single-player campaign, and I wish more had been taken advantage of the lore. And the ability to host private matches between your friends would have been really, really, really fun. Not that I don't mind playing with Joe Schmo from Chicago, but I'd much rather play with my buddy in Ottawa, or something like that, and just have a bunch of us get together in games that are having a bunch of randoms. But whatever, though, still fun. Hopefully you will check out this game and give it a whirl. And actually, there's one thing I guess I would like to address. Is this game an Xbox One system seller? I don't know. I've heard a lot of people having trouble on PC with this one, especially when it comes to that EA Origin crap. But Xbox One, that's an expensive investment. I'd say if you already own an Xbox One and you're into this type of thing, oh god, yeah, for sure. If you're not, if you don't have an Xbox One, this wouldn't be a bad game to pick up with it, but I don't know if I'd pick up a system just for this specifically. Because once again, the Xbox One lineup, it's getting there, but not quite yet, if you get what I'm saying. So anyway, guys, I will be back next week with either Metal Gear Ground Zeroes, Infamous Second Son, or I'm not entirely sure what else. We'll see what shows up at my doorstep. So until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next week, right here on ReviewAday.ca and ThisWeekInGeek.net.